The United States stock market loses $1 trillion in a single day. How did DeepSeek manage to disrupt Silicon Valley's artificial intelligence dominance so thoroughly? Welcome to the AI News Daily Brief, your go-to for the latest AI updates. Today is Monday, March 31st, 2025. Here's what you need to know about how DeepSeek shook the very foundations of the United States tech industry. Let's dive in. Imagine waking up to find that the tech giants of Silicon Valley, the very companies that have long been at the helm of artificial intelligence innovation, have suddenly lost their edge. That's exactly what happened when DeepSeek, a relatively new player in the artificial intelligence field, unveiled a groundbreaking technology that not only matched but surpassed the capabilities of leading American firms. DeepSeek's latest artificial intelligence model, developed with cutting-edge algorithms, has proven to be incredibly efficient and versatile, appealing to a broad range of industries. This leap in technology has not only garnered international attention, but has also caused a seismic shift in the stock market, leading to a staggering $1 trillion loss for United States companies as investors reconsidered their portfolios. The importance of this development cannot be understated. Silicon Valley has been the epicenter of technological innovation for decades, and its companies have been synonymous with artificial intelligence advancements. However, DeepSeek's meteoric rise suggests a shift in the global tech landscape, challenging the idea that Silicon Valley is the unchallenged leader in artificial intelligence. This isn't just about financial losses, it's about the potential reordering of the tech hierarchy. The market's reaction underscores the growing recognition that innovation and breakthroughs can come from anywhere, and that the tech world must remain vigilant and adaptable in the face of rapid advancements. Google's making waves in the artificial intelligence world again with its latest model, Gemini 2.5 Pro. Over the weekend, the company announced that even non-paying users can now access this experimental version. It's a big move, considering they just launched it last week, calling it their most intelligent AI model yet. If you're curious to see what it can do, you can find it in Google AI Studio and the Gemini app. But there's a catch for those who aren't subscribed. While free users can dive into the capabilities of Gemini 2.5 Pro, they'll face tighter rate limits compared to the Gemini Advanced subscribers. This means if you're not paying, you might experience some restrictions on how much you can use it. What's really exciting about Gemini 2.5 Pro is how it's designed to think. Google describes it as a thinking model, emphasizing its ability to analyze data, draw logical conclusions, and make decisions with context and nuance. It's a bit like having a virtual assistant that doesn't just follow commands, but actually understands the bigger picture. For those who have been following Google's AI journey, this could be a game changer. The idea of a model that can reason means we might be looking at more accurate and contextually aware responses. Whether you're a developer, a business owner, or just an AI enthusiast, this is definitely something to keep your eyes on. And let's not forget, Google is smartly positioning itself in the AI space by offering this powerful tool to a broader audience. By making it accessible to non-paying users, they're not just showcasing their technological prowess, but also democratizing access to advanced AI capabilities. China's Zhipu AI has just made a big splash in the artificial intelligence world by launching a free AI agent, AutoGLM Rumination. This comes at a time when the competition in China's AI market is heating up like never before. So, what makes this new AI agent stand out? Well, according to Zhipu's CEO, Zhang Peng, AutoGLM Rumination is capable of performing deep research and a variety of tasks like web searches, travel planning, and even writing research reports. And yes, it's powered by Zhipu's own proprietary models, including their reasoning model, GLM-Z1 Air, and foundation model, GLM-4 Air 0414. Now, are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more. If you're curious about how it stacks up against the competition, Zhipu claims that their GLM-Z1 Air rivals, DeepSeek's R1 in performance. But here's the kicker. It runs up to 8 times faster and needs only 1/30th of the computing resources. That's pretty impressive, especially when efficiency and speed are critical in AI operations. This launch isn't happening in a vacuum. It follows a surge in Chinese AI product releases after DeepSeek shook up the industry earlier this year with a model that operated at significantly lower costs than its U.S. counterparts. And let's not forget, this is just weeks after Manus made waves with what it called the world's first general AI agent, although Manus charges up to $199 monthly for access. In contrast, Zhipu's AutoGLM rumination is free, which could be a game-changer in terms of accessibility. Zhipu AI, founded in 2019 as a spin-off from a Tsinghua University laboratory, is quickly emerging as one of China's leading AI startups. They've developed the GLM series of models, and their latest large language model, GLM-4, reportedly outperforms OpenAI's GPT-4 on several benchmarks. That's no small feat. And to top it off, Zhipu recently secured 3 rounds of government-backed funding in a single month, with the city of Chengdu investing around $41.5 million into the company. In a groundbreaking development in the world of oncology, researchers at Weill Cornell Medicine have harnessed artificial intelligence to transform how we treat muscle-invasive bladder cancer. Imagine a world where doctors can tailor chemotherapy treatments to individual patients, increasing effectiveness and potentially sparing some from undergoing invasive procedures like bladder removal. This is now becoming a reality thanks to a new AI model. The team at Weill Cornell Medicine, led by Dr. Fei Wang and Dr. Bishoy Morris Faltas, has created a model that combines whole slide tumor imaging data with gene expression analyses. This approach significantly outperforms previous models that relied on just one type of data. It's like having a more complete picture of the cancer, allowing for more accurate predictions on how a patient will respond to treatment. By integrating these diverse data sources, the researchers can pinpoint key genes and tumor characteristics that influence treatment success. Dr. Faltas describes this as the spirit of precision medicine, aiming to provide the right treatment for the right patient at the right time. It's an exciting step towards truly personalized medicine. The AI model uses advanced techniques like graph neural networks to understand the complex organization of cells within a tumor. This allows the model to make predictions with a high degree of accuracy, close to 0.8 on a scale where 1 is perfect. In comparison, models using only 1 data type score around 0.6. What's truly promising is that this model not only improves predictions, but also generates new hypotheses about cancer biology, such as the role of fibroblasts in shielding tumor cells from chemotherapy. The researchers are eager to test these hypotheses further and refine the model by incorporating even more data types, like mutational analyses. Doctor, Faltas envisions a future where a patient walks into an office and their data is fed into an AI framework that predicts their response to various therapies. It's a future where AI not only supports, but enhances the decision-making process in medicine, making it more precise and patient-centered. That's it for today's AI News Daily Brief. In a world where AI is reshaping industries, this leap in personalized cancer treatment stands out as a beacon of hope for patients and doctors alike. Thanks for tuning in. Subscribe to stay updated. This is Michelle signing off. Until next time. Are you looking for more daily briefs or have an idea for a new one? Head over to podcastai.com/daily-brief for more.